That was a long flight. I'm so tired. Oh, so many people here. I don't like people when I'm tired. Okay, time to turn the phone back on. So I messaged you before I left this awful long flight. So that was about 12 hours ago, I think. Let's see what you texted me in the meantime. Okay, so apparently network is shit in here. Alright, I'll just go get my luggage first and see how it is in a passenger arrival area with the network. Oh, this is going to take a while. Where do I have to go? It's, belt 6. Yeah, that's mine. This place is fucking huge. Alright. Okay, this looks right. It's already up and running. Ah, there's mine. That was fast. Damn, they're quick here. Impressive. I'm impressed, I admit. Okay, now, so passport control, I guess. Where's my papers? Only here. My pocket. And still no network signal. Great. Fuck. I really need to tell everyone I arrived too, otherwise they're going to believe that I'm missing or something. Okay. Okay, this is a long line, but there's actually plenty of people checking the passports. This shouldn't take too long. Okay, that's that. Let me see my phone again. Oh, network's back. Great. Alright, so what did you tell me? Oh. Okay, you read my message. You know I was on the way. And you didn't write anything. I mean, I know you're working today, and I know how those things go. Usually when you have to be somewhere on time or leave on time, that's when you have the most to do. So much you can't even check your phone and say hi or looking forward to seeing you. Well, I think I have a little labyrinth to master here first anyway, before I can actually get to the arrival hall where we're supposed to meet. You said there's this donut place, I think it was. I'll have to look that up in my messages. Okay, so I followed those people. They have the right track, I think. Oh, I'm so tired. I just want to go to the hotel with you and snuggle up and sleep some, like we talked about. I'm looking forward to that so much. I'm so tired. Can't wait to be close to you. Still no message. Alright, I'll just text you that I am arrived, so I guess when you hear your phone buzz, you will react. And I'll just pass my time texting my family that I arrived, and my friends who are also always making a lot of fuss about these kind of things. I know they care, that I know. I'll just text them in the meanwhile. So this is the arrival hall. There's a donut place there. Is that the right one? Still nobody there. Looking like they're waiting for someone. Yeah, that's the right place though. I'll just stand here and wait. I mean, you did say that you would get here only after I get here because of your work schedule, but That's fine. I'll have a look at the people. That's always interesting. See how they like meeting again, and how some are really stressed and some are really relaxed. Looking at the board, where people coming from, where people going to. Checking my phone. Didn't read the message yet. Okay, you're probably driving then. That's okay. I you know I don't like it when you text and drive. That's perfectly fine. Just come here and pick me up. I would listen to music, but I have been listening to all my music on that flight on my phone. I need a different input now. I actually don't need an input. I just want some quiet. So many people all the time. It's the horror. I'm just gonna text you again. You know, hey, I'm here. Looking forward to seeing you. I'm standing at the donut place that we agreed on. And you know what? I'll just get a donut while I wait. Why not? What the heck? Those look good, actually. They look really good. I'll just get maybe two and a coffee. I think I need coffee anyway. Yeah, good idea. You are on your way, right? I have to believe that you're on your way. Okay, yeah, this donut is good. I don't regret that. That was a good meeting location. I give you that. Coffee's good too, yeah? Okay, so it's now exactly the time we agreed to meet on, the time you said you would be here and pick me up. So I guess I should keep my eyes open and look at all the people that are coming for the donut place, and hopefully one of them is going to be you coming for me. I can't wait, this is finally happening. We talked about this for what, almost 2 years? It's a freaking long time, and now I'm here and I'm really excited to meet you. You still didn't read my message. That's weird. Is your phone broken? That could be, right? Or you left it at home, or your battery is empty and you don't have your charging cable on you. I mean, there's all valid explanations why you don't read my message and why you didn't text me yet. It doesn't make me feel good, though. Okay, it's now almost half an hour later, and you don't read my messages, you don't text. I'm going to call you now. I know you don't like that too much, but I'm going to call you now, because if I wait more and you don't show up, and I don't call you, I will freak out, and I'm pretty sure that's not a good thing to do at an airport, so pick up. Come on, pick up. Take the call. Why aren't you picking up? I'll try again. Maybe network was bad. I mean, that happens, right? Pick up, please. Pick up. Okay, that sounded like you hang up on me. That's not true, is it? You're not coming, are you? You're not going to come pick me up and do all the things with me that we talked about, are you? I'm looking around here. Most people are gone. There's nobody else standing at this shop and nobody else coming to this shop, and I'm just standing here like an idiot. You're not coming. You're standing me up. No. Stranded in this foreign country where I don't know shit about, where I don't know any people, and you're standing me up. Fuck you.